It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Youth Voices on Planet FM 104.6. This is your host, Tristan Pang. Today, we continue our talk with my mentor, Andrew Patterson. Last month, Andrew talked about visiting Sam Lucas and his project in Madagascar. I started the second part of the interview by asking Andrew whether life in Africa was a big change to New Zealand.
It was a very big change from New Zealand. As you said, this is a very, very poor country. Mm-hmm. You don't find, just a few figures to put it a bit, into a bit of context. 92% of the population of Madagascar live on less than $3 New Zealand a day.
Wow.
It's 92%. That's a huge number. A couple of other things that stood out for me is that, most of that 92% do all their cooking on fires. Mm-hmm. And one of the really sort of damaging environmental issues that became very obvious to me is just the firewood that's required. I mean, imagine the firewood to feed 22 million people every day. And what's really sad is when you drive around Madagascar, you see a lot of these hillsides that have just been stripped. And, of course, they're starting to erode because there's nothing holding these hillsides together. And it's really sad because you think about long-term the damage that's doing. And I know that they've tried in certain parts of Africa to develop these stoves that work off kerosene and so forth, but sadly they find about 150 people die a year through burns from these stoves, so these stoves aren't particularly safe. But I think it raises a big question around solar.
Solar ovens
and the technology that could be happening in that area, which would be a big benefit for countries like Madagascar and many other those African countries as well, because they've got plenty of sun, invariably. But you've got to find a way to stop the firewood being used, because it's just not sustainable in the future. Yeah. So that was one thing that struck stood out for me. I think the other thing, which is very common for these countries, is clean drinking water. Mm-hmm. I saw what the students were drinking out of this well that they have there, and of course I didn't drink any of that. I only drank bottled water over there, because I don't think my system would have been able to take that. But that's the problem in many developing countries. The quality of water is pretty bad, and all these diseases that it creates is a real problem. So I think those were the two things that stood out, and just the general poverty, really. People live off rice and beans. That's pretty well all you do. Meat is a huge luxury. I don't think I ate any meat in the month that I was there at all. It's so expensive, and actually I ended up losing a bit of weight actually, because you've got to living off this rice and beans the whole time.
Wow, that's really interesting. How about the wildlife there in Madagascar? Did you see any of the penguins?
Well, that's right. So one thing I should mention, because when you mention Madagascar, of course everybody thinks of the Disney movie, Madagascar, and that Disney movie did make Madagascar quite famous, I guess, in the same way that Lord of the Rings made New Zealand quite famous when it came out. But the thing is that the Madagascar movie has a lot of Disney license in it, which is not true. So there are no penguins and there are no giraffes in Madagascar. In fact, Madagascar's really only unique animal is the lemur. And I did get to visit a lemur park. And, there's about 110 different types of lemurs in Madagascar that can only be found in Madagascar. Mm-hmm. They are incredible little animals because they're so small, but they have this incredible piercing cry which you can hear for almost kilometers away. It's unbelievably loud. You can't believe that an animal so small could make so much noise, but it's almost, you almost have to sort of put your fingers in your ears when they're shrieking at full volume because it's so loud. But they're amazing, and they're very cute, of course. They come in all sort of different colors.
Did you manage to color them?
I didn't know. They won't let you into the cages, and of course they operate from very high in the trees. I did I did go to one of the reserves, and a ranger was able to find some in their natural state. And, of course, they swing from tree to tree. They're amazing with their tails and everything. But like the monkeys, they can almost defy gravity in the way they can leap from tree to tree. So they're amazing to see in real life.
That's really cool. And after Madagascar, you went to Kenya and you went on that safari. What did you see there?
Well, Kenya is an amazing country, and I went to the Masai Mara Park, which is probably the most famous of Kenya's national. There's a number of national parks, but Masai Mara is probably the most famous, and it's just incredible because we're only ever used to seeing animals in the zoo, but here you are. You go into these. You go on these safaris, so you go into these little, like, minivans, and the roof pops up, so you can stand up and look out. You're not allowed to get out for obvious reasons, so you have to stay in the van. But it's amazing that when you drive around, you drive around a corner, and all of a sudden there's a pride of lions sitting there, or a cheetah, or zebras, and you here's all these animals just living in their natural environment. It's an incredible experience. I admit that I wouldn't describe myself as a big animal sort of a person, but you can't deny the experience of being on those safaris and just seeing the wildlife in its natural state. It's a very powerful experience, and I loved it. I loved every moment of it, and I wish I could. Well, I definitely want to go back and do more of them in the future. But yeah, just incredible to see them, living. These animals existing in their natural state, and we watched. We got up in the morning and we did a very early one. Because they hunt at night, of course, and so you get into the game park at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and you see the lions devouring the last of breakfast from the previous night,
right.
and all these things happening. So yeah, there's this kind of process of life going on the whole time between the animals that are surviving and all of that sort of hierarchy of the. The feeding that goes on, but it's amazing to see. Yeah, amazing to see.
Wow, that's really cool. Makes me want to go to
safari
as well.
You should definitely go on safari at some stage. Tristan, I can highly recommend it.
And you're planning to go back to Africa next year?
I definitely want to go back to Africa. I think it is an incredible continent, very diverse. And because, in New Zealand, we hear very little about Africa, really. I mean, all of our news tends to focus on America and Europe and so forth. But Africa is an amazing country. I was quite blown away by, the technology and the things that are happening there. I mean, Africa has become a world leader in online mobile banking. So what they do is people over there don't have banks. All the money gets transferred between mobile phone companies. So the mobile phone company is also a bank. So if I want to send money to you, they use the system called M-Pesa, and I can transfer it from my phone to your phone, basically, and then you just take the phone and you can sort of cash out the money if you want to. So they've created this whole system that completely bypasses the banking system, which really interested me. And there's a number of other areas too. It means that also if you're a farmer, and of course many of these people are farmers, subsistence farmers, but it means that they can know the market price. Mm-hmm. And previously, before the phone technology came along, they used to get ripped off a lot by middlemen that would come in and buy up their crop and pay them a very low price, and then they would take the crop into the market and they could make a lot of money. Whereas now the farmer knows what the market price is, and therefore they've completely taken out those middlemen, and they get a much fairer price on their crop. So really interesting to see the way technology is happening. And just in terms of the school that I was telling you earlier that I visited, I mean, this school could not happen without mobile phone technology, because obviously they're doing all their lessons and everything using a lot of video content, audio content, online content. So all of these things become possible as a result of technology, and that's really interested me about how the developing world, is able to begin to make some progress towards economic growth as a result of, what technology is now allowing them to do.
Definitely, because, technology can be made really cheaply, right?
It does.
And it's just getting that innovation to them.
That's right. So here's the interesting thing, Tristan, is that broadband costs in Madagascar were cheaper than New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, I was just looking at an article recently, and the cheapest country in the world to get broadband at the moment is India.
Okay, I see.
Like in India, you would pay about a tenth of the cost for broadband of what we would pay in New Zealand.
Wow.
Because you have to price it. You know, if everybody is poor, you can't you can't price it at the high end because nobody would be buying it. So it's really interesting how, you know, broadband is now being priced according to the market, and therefore it's able to be you know, be a vehicle for expanding growth in the future.
That's really cool, really interesting. So other than Africa, or where else are you planning to visit next few years?
Well, this has brought me to almost close to 60 countries.
Wow.
I've been to now, and my goal is to get to 100 countries.
So I'm
getting there. I did do an interview about 10 years ago with a young guy who at 36 had visited every country in the world.
Wow.
All 196 countries. And I was very inspired by that story. I don't think I'll get to every country, but if I go to 100 countries, I'd be happy. Look, I really want to see a lot more of Africa, because there's actually, I think there's about 56 countries in Africa now, so I've only seen three of them, so there's a lot more to see there. And I haven't been to South America as well, and I definitely want to get to that part of the world in the next few years as well. So yeah, still plenty to see, that's for sure. But I do enjoy travel. It's a great thing to be able to do.
Wow, it was really great talking to you, Andrew, and I guess we'll speak to you next time you come back from one of your amazing trips.
Look forward to it, Tristan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, Andrew.
So that's it from me. Please feel free to write to me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com and to visit my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.org.nz/youthvoices. Let's end by singing along to our favourite song from DreamWorks film Madagascar. See you next month. Bye.
I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it. 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 Yeah, I like to move it. All girls all over the world. Original King Julian for the girls, man. I love all the girls. I love to move their body. When you move your body, you're gonna move it nice and sweet and sassy. Alright? Woman, you cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Woman, you cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically fit. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically fit. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bring your body out, she does a big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, energetic. Bring your body out, she does a big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bring your body out, she does a big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bring your body out, she does a big Titanic. I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it. 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 Yeah, I like to move it. And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Woman, you cute. And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Eyeliner. Body face make man mud up. Nose powder. Body face make man mud up. Pluck your eyebrow. Body face make man mud up. Got your lipstick. Body face make man mud up. Woman, you nice broad face. And you nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, you're nice and energetic. Bring your body out to the big Titanic. Woman, a nice broad face. And a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, you're nice and energetic. Bring your body out to the big Titanic. Whoa.
Bo, 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 bo. join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.